I want to tell a story about how my son Tyler experienced healing last night. My son Tyler is 14 years old, and last night he was really upset because he's had a hard time hearing. He said for months, he thought that he was almost deaf in one ear. It sounded to me that he had a buildup of earwax in his ear, a plug obstructing the ear canal. He had tried using earwax removal drops, but it didn't help. He did that weeks ago. I felt sorry for Tyler, so I put my hand on him, on his back, and I prayed for him while we stood in the kitchen at home. It was a simple prayer. Nothing immediately happened. Then we talked about going to a doctor. We talked about going to a medical clinic, seeing if they could fix his hearing. But then a thought came to my mind. I thought, wait until Tyler takes a shower. Don't worry about looking for a doctor. Don't worry about looking for a man to go to for help. Just wait for Tyler to take his shower. He might get better while he's in the shower. And I told Tyler that. I said, maybe you should take a hot shower and let the water go into your ear canal. And then I wondered, did I think that all on my own, or was that God that put that thought in my heart? I considered that it wasn't me that came up with that idea, but it was God letting me know to just be patient and wait for Tyler to take a shower. He might answer our prayer. I sent a text message to my wife and I asked her to pray. I also prayed again on my own. Tyler likes to compose music on his phone, and I told the Lord that I thought it was sad that Tyler couldn't even hear clearly while he was doing something that I thought was a good activity for a 14-year-old boy, and that is to compose music. It's a better activity than many of the alternatives that are in this world. I think it's a fairly innocent activity. I want to encourage Tyler to compose music. I also prayed for somebody else's health concerns, somebody who's not part of my house. Then Tyler took his shower, and when he came out of the shower, he had a big smile on his face, and he was happy. And he said that his ears popped open, and he could hear again. For the first time in months, he could hear clearly. Because he was smiling when he said it, I wondered if he was telling me the truth. I was amazed. Is it possible that God actually answered our prayer and healed his ears? But Tyler insisted, and he was very happy that he could again hear clearly. That was yesterday. Today I asked Tyler if he could still hear clearly, and he said he could.
Yes, come here. Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
So how is your hearing right now?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, that's good.
So it's still good?
Yeah, it is.
Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I am.
Why do you think your hearing is better?
Are you going to put this on the internet?
I might. But why do you think this...
I knew it.
And so we consider that this was a miracle. A small miracle that we experienced firsthand in our own house. We prayed to God for healing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God was good to us. He healed Tyler's ears, and Tyler can hear clearly again. I'm very encouraged. I had a lot of joy, and I almost cried yesterday. If Tyler hadn't been in the room with me, I might have cried. I'm just amazed that God is so good to us that He's taking care of us. And we didn't even have to go to a doctor. And I keep thinking, when I decide to pray for things that seem like it could be a long shot, maybe God won't answer the prayer, I think, what do I have to lose? What's the worst thing that could happen? I pray and nothing improves? Nothing happens? That's the worst that could happen. If I pray with a good heart toward the Lord, and I'm asking for something good, not evil, I've got nothing to lose.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
But sometimes, when we ask, the Lord does give us the desire of our heart. And in this case, he did exactly what I hoped for. I'm also encouraged because I have observed how God puts thoughts in my own heart. They seem like they're my thoughts, but they don't really come from me. I stop and wonder, where did that thought come from? Wait, I didn't think of that on my own. Wait until he takes a shower and don't worry. That thought came from God. God was answering our prayer. And he did it in the shower. Tyler said when the water hit his ear, his hearing came back. I thank the Lord Jesus for listening to our prayers and for healing us and for helping us. And I encourage anyone listening to talk to God about what's on your mind. What are your concerns? And make your supplications to God. Maybe he will help you, and trust in the Lord, and he will save you.